This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Members of an advanced team of UN weapons inspectors traveled to Iraq today. They're the first weapons inspectors to visit the country in 4 years. The inspections are due to begin before the end of the month and will be far more intrusive than those conducted in the 1990s. Leading the team is the UN's chief weapons inspector, Hans Blix, who said the question of whether there will be war or peace is firmly in the hands of Iraq. Scott McCloud is a Time magazine correspondent in Baghdad. How more intrusive will these inspections be?
Well, the problem in the past has been that when inspecting teams have been on an inspection to a certain facility, the Iraqis have been able to block it or to interrupt it so that whatever was stored at that facility was moved before the inspectors actually got in there. And these deceptive mechanisms that the Iraqis have put in place before just simply aren't going to be tolerated now. There was a very low interest during the Clinton administration to actually provoke the Iraqis in such a way that would require a military response. But this administration, since September 11th, obviously has a much greater mandate to act against terrorism and also a much clearer willingness to not only carry out inspections but change the regime if necessary. So this is going to be the main thing, and I think the Iraqis well understand this.
What role will the United States play in these inspections?
Well, the inspection team is obviously a United Nations team. The United States clearly has a lot of influence at the UN. The last inspection team that was here was heavily influenced by the United States. Scott Ritter, a former U.S. Marine, was one of the chief weapons inspectors, and he carried out various aggressive inspections and even used intelligence gathering mechanisms to facilitate the aggressive inspections. And so, the U.S. has a heavy, heavy hand in this process, but it doesn't control it.
Is there concern that these new inspections will be affected negatively by close association with Western intelligence agencies?
The Iraqis understand that they've got a weak hand to play, and they're going to be biting their tongue and biting their lip every step of the way here. Every Iraqi down to the cab driver regards this as a very serious humiliation, violation of national sovereignty, and so forth. But the Iraqis, the regime of Saddam Hussein, I think, have understood that this is hardball. This is not the softball that was being played in the Clinton administration, and that the Bush team means business, and there could be extremely serious consequences if this isn't handled properly on their side. I don't think that's to say that they won't try to trip up the inspectors whenever they have a chance, but I think that they understand quite well that the margin for maneuver is very small, if it exists at all right now.
Scott McCloud is the Time magazine correspondent in Baghdad.